This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues. A search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line on this Tuesday morning, the 4th of September. Judge Donna Scott Davenport is with us from the Rutherford County Juvenile Services, and we're going to be talking about juvenile services today. In addition to Judge Scott, we have with us the Assistant Director of the Youth Services Officers, and that is Todd Savage. And we also have a Youth Service Officer, Angie Smith, with us. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Judge Davenport, how are you doing today?
I'm great. It may be gloom and doom outside, but we had a day off yesterday, so we're ready to start the week off right with you, Bart.
Good morning. Ready to help some young people today.
We hope so.
Well, tell us, are there any challenges that you're facing right now in juvenile court that you wish you had an answer to?
I think every day, every challenge we have, we wish we had an answer to, and we wish we had less business every single day. You know, it just seems like when we think we've got our head above water, whoops, we dip in again, but we come back out and try to help our children.
That is what it is all about. You brought with you some of the youth service officers. Tell us, first of all, what do youth service officers do?
Well, we're fortunate in Rutherford County. We have three levels of probation, which we hope to focus on the next this month and two more months to come. Mm-hmm. And our first level of probation is with our court probation, and we call those that youth service officers, and they're in our building, and they work very closely with the court in informal diversion, which we hope to educate our listeners to today and give our listeners some avenues if they're having some behavior issues that maybe these young people can help benefit from coming out and meeting with our probation officers. So that's what they're here to talk to everybody about today. And then if that doesn't get their attention, then there's another level of probation, because the law is very clear. We have to try to rehabilitate that bad behavior. And we do that by giving our parents and our families services and try to identify our issues and give them all the help and all the tools they need to stop that bad behavior.
So these people who are with us today, if somebody listening has some children who are getting to the point where they're hard to control and they're doing things that the parents or guardians are very concerned about, this is an opportunity to bring them to these people at the juvenile services and perhaps change their direction before it really gets bad.
Yeah, our theme is prevention before detention, and that's what their job is
that's
to try
phenomenal.
To intervene first. Let's intervene first and help our families before we have to file the petitions or they get in trouble and they get arrested and come to see me.
So this is totally opposite of everything you hear about law enforcement. I mean, in law enforcement, you always hear, well, you can't do something until the crime is committed. So this is stopping it before it gets to that point.
That's part of the reason that we have our probation, our youth service officers, is to try to sit down and divert some of our children out of the court system. But of course, they also supervise children that have gotten into trouble and are on court probation. So they serve a dual purpose in that regard.
Let's talk a little about that, and let's talk with Todd Savage and Angie Smith, who are there. They are on the front line. What are some of the things in your toolbox that you have to help change? I mean, you're working at children, I guess, who are teenagers by this point, and they have developed some bad habits, and you've got to change those habits quickly, and that's hard to do.
Yeah, it's not something you can just flip a switch and things are better. Usually, about the youngest kids we'll work with is 9, 10, 11 years old, but most of our caseload is 12, 13, up to about 17, 18.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always the same answer for every kid, because there's different circumstances that have brought them to where they're at. So there's lots of community services out there that we go to. There's the Guidance Center, Youth Villages, KidLink, Oak Plains Academy. There's all kinds of services out there, but you just got to figure out what service is going to work for what kid.
So and when you see these youngsters, do you have a lot of time with them, or do you have to come to your decision as to what can be done pretty quickly?
Well, it's not necessarily a snap decision, but we try to figure out what's going on, but not drag it out, so to speak. So we have time to work with them. It's not something that's real fast, but we try to get mm-hmm. things turned around as fast as we can.
For those listening, that is Todd Savage. He is the Assistant Director of the Youth Service Officers Program. One of the Youth Service Officers, Angie Smith, is with us also. And what are some of the trying things that you have been challenged with? Are you ever amazed with some of the things these youngsters are doing that's wrong?
Absolutely. There is different things every day that come up, but a lot of the problems are old, as any other problems from before. Kids do the same thing they did before, they do now. I think for me, the biggest challenge is to empower the parents today to be able to handle the behaviors, address them, provide discipline in the home. And if we can strengthen that and help these parents, then they can address those behaviors.
And Judge Davenport, we hear people calling in on other talk shows here, and they say, well, you can't spank your children, or you can't do this, and the child will call the police on you and stuff like that. Are parents really afraid to be parents?
We do have some that are fearful of their children, but usually the big picture that we see is they wait to start telling them no when they're about 13 or 14 or 8 or 9, and that doesn't settle well. And, we should be instilling that behavior from the very beginning, which a lot want to be their friend and not their parent. And I think that Mr. Savage, Ms. Smith would agree that's part of it, is the parenting. And we have a lot of good parents, too. Mm-hmm. But that's part of it, is that they start telling them no a little too late. And then we have the rebellion, and that's the majority. The others just have some difficult issues. There are two or three jobs each parent's working, or we only have a one-parent family, and they're trying to put a roof over their head. They're trying to do everything, and they need some more help or more skills to help them with that. And we offer those parenting classes, whatever they need. We're there to give them whatever the services are that they need.
I am so impressed with what you're offering at the juvenile services facility here in town. Not only help with the youngsters, but trying to get the parents to learn how to be better parents.
Well, we don't see it as a child issue. We see it as a family issue. And everybody has a part and a part of responsibility, and they must buy into that and not point fingers and say it's his fault, it's mom's fault, it's dad's fault. Doesn't matter. We've got to come together. We've got to get everybody at the table and say what is going to benefit this family so that we can go from this point forward and function, stay out of trouble, have an education, and go on and become a respectable adult when we turn 18.
Now, let me ask you this, because I just have to know this. There's probably some parents listening right now who are new parents, and they have little babies right now. Now, you go back 20 years, and you had aunts and uncles and grandparents and things of that sort who were there to help train the parents on how to be a parent, and also the society as a whole would show you what is right and what is wrong. I don't think that's out there that much anymore, and so many people are moving from one state to the other. Their family infrastructure is not here anymore. Is there a place before these children become teenagers to help parents learn how to be parents when the kids are babies, which is when they need to be able to say, no, you don't do that.
I believe that here in Rutherford County, we have a lot of services outside of our court that start early.
So does your court do that too?
Well, we do maybe put them in the direction of going to this facility to get whatever they need. Like Mr. Savage says, it's different issues for different children. But I think early intervention, the Exchange Club has parenting classes, all kinds of classes, and there's other organizations out there that have assistance, and most of that is free to our citizens if they just know where to go. And I think the Chamber is a good avenue, the United Way is a good avenue, or the school system, the city and the county, for whatever assistance that you need. They are plugged into all these agencies. There's so many, we couldn't list them all. But yes, there's absolutely something out there for those new young parents, or parent if you're 40 and having your first child, you know, and you're scared to death. There's avenues out there and places to go to help you.
And I wanted to mention that because it seems like the best way to reduce what's happening in your courts is to correct it before they get old enough to go to court.
That would be lovely. That would
be our goal.
Of course,
that's not going to happen. That's a dream.
That's a dream in most things. But, of course, we only see the small percentage of children. You know, we've got so many great youth in this county that do so well and exceed and are wonderful children. And it's sometimes we just see some of the bad ones. But that's our job. And we want those bad ones then to become the good ones. Mm-hmm. And that's our goal.
Do you have some stories you could share with us of seeing over the years some of these students who were bad, who have turned around, and who maybe are now parents or maybe in college or maybe they've come back to you and are employees of yours and continuing that?
Well, we have several. I've been on the bench almost 13 and a half years, and there's more. There's so many. There's more success stories than bad stories to tell. And just if they come back in and show me their GED or their diploma, that's wonderful. You know, they say, I've got a job. I'll run into them in public, and they'll go, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I've got my own children. I'm not abusing them. I've got a home. They're in school. All of that is good. Mr. Savage has been in this business, what, 13 years also?
Be 15 years in November.
So you got any stories? I mean, there's a lot out there that
yeah,
we have success.
There's a lot. I can't think of one that really stands out. But you do occasionally run across people that you dealt with 5, 6, 7 years ago, and sometimes they're doing better, sometimes they're not. But, yeah, there are success stories out there.
Now, you mentioned abuse. They're saying we're not abusing our children. Were they victims of abuse? Is that why you see a lot of these
youngsters? We do see a lot of the cycle. And since I have been on the bench, as long as I have, and I want to continue there, but I have now removed babies from the children I removed. They may have been young or teenagers, and now I'm removing their children because we weren't able to stop that cycle. But I've got a lot that they were able to stop that abuse cycle, and they're not abusing their own children or neglecting their own children. So some we do and some we don't.
I believe it was just this past Friday we had some people from the domestic violence program with us, and they have consistently told us that the way, I don't know if it's the only way, but it sounds like it's the major way, to break that cycle is to have a conversation with every member of the family has to go through some sort of counseling it's a learning process and it takes a lot of time and effort and so if you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a
family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going
through abuse and you
have a family member
who is going through
abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through abuse and you have a family member who is going through And sometimes people don't want to do something because they don't want to get involved. How can the... But they need to. I mean, you're talking about a child who could be injured.
Serious injury. Yeah. If you see a situation that you think needs attention, there's a CPS hotline. I can't remember the 800 number. I think it's 1-800-237-0004. If you see a child in a situation, or you think there's a situation there that needs attention, you can call that CPS hotline and make a referral anonymously. You don't have to give your name, and just tell in general what you think's going on, and then within a day or two or three, depending on what the situation is, there'll be somebody to respond to that and look into it.
I do have that number, Bart.
Okay.
It's 877-237-0004.
Okay. And they are there to help you, and they can sort of walk you through?
They're there for abuse and neglected cases. Maybe not unruly behavior of a child, but that, you know, the abuse and neglect. And sometimes from our probation, yep, they see that once they get with the child, they see that that is an issue maybe in the family, maybe not right with the child they have on probation, but maybe a younger child or has been with an older sibling.
True.
So it's all mingled in.
Yeah, there's a lot of times where a delinquent case will intermingle with a CPS abuse type mm-hmm. of case. Sometimes they just all run together, and so there's multiple.
And since this is a learned behavior, do youngsters as they grow up seek a spouse or a partner who has this tendency as well, since they grew up, I guess, thinking that was normal?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, if you grow up in that type of situation, that kind of becomes normal. And I think human beings like whatever they think is normal. So, yeah, that they have a tendency to get back in those type of situations.
Mm-hmm. And so the best thing you could do as an observer, as a family member, as a neighbor, would be to find some help for them.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and that number would be the one to call. What was that number again?
877-237-0004.
We have set the stage, so to speak, to take some phone calls, and we're going to pause for the traffic and weather. We will be back, and the next segment is where we open the phone lines. So if any of you have some questions dealing with bringing up young children, raising them properly, where they have respect, where they can grow up to be good citizens and not be in danger of abuse, call us now. Maybe you have gone through the program. Maybe you look back and you say, thank goodness I've received help, and it's helped me and I've changed. And I want to help somebody else. 893-1450. Dial quickly. We'd love to hear from you. Judge Donna Scott Davenport is with us from the Rutherford County Juvenile Services. Also, the Youth Services Assistant Director, Todd Savage, is with us. And Youth Service Officer, Angie Smith. They're here. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
Sports Talk with Bonnie Hill and Tim Tackett at 2, followed by Sports Night with George Plaster at 3. Weekdays on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Ford of Murfreesboro is now the number one volume-selling Ford truck dealer in Tennessee. Ford currently has over 100 F-150s in stock and over 50 Super Duty trucks on site. So picture yourself driving the 2012 Motor Trend Truck of the Year today. Ford has credit experts on site to get you the proper financing that won't break the bank. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Northwest Broad Street at the Northfield intersection. Visit Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We are offering free exterior cleaning and time checks on all fine timepieces by our two watch technicians. Come in this month for your free cleaning and time check.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. We don't have 8 great locations. There's just one Bell Jewelers. And just because we're not one of the big chains doesn't mean you can't get good values at Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from 2.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care and we're here to help.
Good morning. We have several accidents in the clearing stages. MTSU Boulevard at East Clark with an injury accident. Also, East Clark at Leaf Avenue with an injury accident. Clearing a fender bender, East Northfield Boulevard at Pitts Lane, and also Alexander Boulevard at North Tennessee Boulevard with a big slowdown because of a fender bender there. National Flight Training offers affordable flight instruction from FAA certified instructors who work on your schedule, your pace, within your budget. Call National Flight Training at 366-9192 or go online to nationalflighttraining.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGN.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
For the forecast area, we do have a chance for spotty showers, a few rumbles of thunder, mainly cloudy skies, and a high around 90 degrees. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber.
Right now, it's 75.
This is Freedom working at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
We break in with traffic, news, and weather bulletins anytime. Good Neighbor Talk is your 24/7 connection. WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
Can I handle the of my life? I don't know.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. If you have a question or a comment this morning, 893-1450. We're talking about raising children properly. 893-1450. And when I say properly, I mean so they can grow up and be productive citizens. 893-1450. That's getting harder to do every day. 893-1450 is our number. Judge Donna Scott Davenport is with us this morning from the Rutherford County Juvenile Services Department. Also, Youth Services Officers with us today. The Youth Services Officer Assistant Director Todd Savage and Youth Services Officer Angie Smith are with us. They have been there and done that and continue to help people on a regular basis. We mentioned that there was a phone number to call if you're having problems, but sometimes people don't know what to do. And can they just show up sometime and say, hey, I need help?
They can, Bart. About a year and a half ago, we were getting parents calling law enforcement in the middle of the night and saying that their children were unruly, and this is very true, that I told them not to eat the Twinkies, and they ate the Twinkies, and I want them arrested. And that's not a law enforcement issue. It's not a court issue. It's a parent issue, but we're there to help those parents. So we started a new program to assist maybe law enforcement as well as the families in our community. And I'll let one of our YSOs address what our listeners need to do if they've got a problem.
Yeah, on any Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock at our office, which is on South Church Street, right across from Beam and Dodge, any Wednesday morning at 9, if you're just having trouble with your child and it doesn't maybe rise to the level of a petition, coming to court and whatnot, you can come in and request to speak to a officer about what's going on. And there's a lot of times that we can just refer them out to a service, counseling or maybe an after-school program or whatnot, and a lot mm-hmm. of times we can solve the problem without even having to bring it in front of Judge Davenport. So that's any Wednesday morning at 9, and about the youngest we would like to see is probably about 8 or 9 years old.
Okay, and that, unfortunately, that age seems to be getting younger mm-hmm. yeah. on a regular basis. Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, 833-893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good.
Okay. I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
If you are ordered to pay child support, but then you have no job, you can't get a job because of your criminal background, and you're not paying child support, can the mother stop you from seeing your child because you're not paying your child support?
Well, ma'am, I'm afraid that we're not going to be able to answer that question. Number one, that's legal. Question asking for legal advice, which we're not able to do. Plus, that's not the realm of where we are today. And I don't know if that's if there's a court order for that. If there is, I would advise you to look at a court order and see if anything, what the court order says, your remedies or your recourses would be, or go and consult an attorney and see if they could help you. I'm sorry, we're not able to help you with that issue this morning.
Are you having trouble with your child as far as behavior and things of that sort?
Oh, that's what it's about. I didn't understand that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sorry. You all have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. 893-1450. If you're having problems with your child as far as the way they act and you're at wit's end. I mean, sometimes a parent looks at a child who's 6'2" tall and it's a little overpowering once in a while. And you don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's a lot different to look at a kid at eye level than it is to look down. And mm-hmm. so it's almost like dealing with a small adult at times. And so it's hard at times.
Now, are youngsters more inclined to do violence these days? I mean, they see it in everything they do. I mean, they see it on TV. They see it in the movies. Are they accepting this as the way of life?
I think it's for some kids it's true. It's a very real way to live. It's in the movies. It's on TV. It's even in music that they listen to. And so it kind of becomes, this is what's cool. This is what people do, and this is the life I want to lead. So yeah, it's definitely risen the last 5, 6, 7 years.
And unfortunately, I don't see a change in that. I mean, I don't see that trend changing. Do you, Judge Davenport?
No, I think a majority of our cases that we see are children using aggression for when they're angry, because they've never been taught it's okay to be angry, but there's a proper way to exhibit that anger. And we're showing that, and maybe y'all could admit that most of your clients that you have on probation or assaultive behaviors, mm-hmm. And it's toward their parents, their grandparents, siblings.
Teachers
are really faced with that a lot in school. If Ms. Smith, you want to comment on that?
Absolutely. I mean, the children definitely do seem to have a lot more anger issues. And I think the big problem today is that they lack the coping skills to deal with that. Children mm-hmm. are going to get angry. They're going to get frustrated. But what we hope to accomplish in juvenile court and through youth services is to access some community resources to help them manage that anger and develop some healthy coping skills so it does not lead to further aggression.
Does this in some way tie in with bullying? Because we hear so much about bullying, and
that's definitely on the rise.
Kids are even committing suicide mm-hmm. who are victims of bullying. Are you seeing that, and is this part of all of this trend? Is it all tied together?
I think so. I think the anger and the coping skills, a lot of times the cases are all intermingled, the dependency and neglect, the different histories that the children have that we aren't aware of, and a lot of them have a lot of trauma in their history that has never been addressed, which will cause anger, and if they can't displace that anger someplace else, is often taken out on a smaller child, or it's a way to release it is to pick on somebody.
Mm-hmm. Are you thinking, Judge Davenport, I'm wondering why are children today so angry? Were they angry 10, 20 years ago and we just didn't know it, or why is it that way?
I think I've always seen a majority of aggression with our children. I think that it's younger age. I think it's more severe than it was. And maybe they're bringing them to court more than they were because we're more accessible now than maybe we were 15, 20 years ago. I think it's always been there, but I do think that it's an increase of the amount that we're seeing. And it's disturbing. And I see children, and they're in detention, they're locked down, and very serious aggression offense. And then I know their history. I look at the facts of the case, and I'll look at them and say, you got every right to be angry. You've had a tough row to hoe. I'm with you. Can you feel me? I always ask them if they can feel me because they want me to know that. Mm-hmm. And I say, but you got to bear with me. This isn't acceptable. It's not appropriate, and we can't tolerate it. So you've got to work with us to help you to with that anger. And these are the fine folks that are going to do that. And then your mom and dad are going to work, too. You know, it's a two-way street.
Last
it's a family
week, Ann
issue.
Romney made the case for her husband at the Republican
So that's how we try to deal with that. Because a lot of them have every right to be angry. We just, as Ms. Smith says, we got to help them channel that appropriately and give them the tools.
That is something that you're working with parents who oftentimes are just barely out of their teenage years themselves. Is that creating an area that's difficult for you?
Sure. You know, it's stressful enough to be a parent under, I hate to use the word normal circumstances, but parents are under a lot of stress these days. There's a lot more out there that kids come in contact with, and parents are having to deal with a lot different issues today than they were 20, 25 years ago. And so when you take a young mother or young mother and father, you know, 20, 21 years old, just 5 short years ago, they were a teenager themselves. And so it's a lot harder for them, I think, to know what to do given certain circumstances. And so not that there's not good 21-year-old parents out there, but I think the susceptibility to have problems is maybe a little higher.
Judge Davenport, you brought up a little bit earlier about how you're concerned also with the classrooms and how teachers are facing abuse that they never dreamed of years ago. Are they somehow tied in to your program also where they can get help and where they're brought in as a source of information to help correct these problems with the youngsters?
Well, usually when they come in, they're the petitioner. Maybe then they've been assaulted. And we can always, if they need some assistance, we can always gear them as a victim. Maybe some victims have rights as well to help them if they're having some coping skills. But I believe that the city and the county schools have those mechanisms in place also for them. But, of course, if they were to ask, then, of course, we would be there to maybe sure. guide them where they need to be. But, again, our SROs are a huge help, I believe, in our system. And I do think that the teachers also know that today, that's part of their teaching. It comes with the discipline and the behavior issues, and it's probably not on the agenda as it should be, but it's there. So they come into court quite a bit as a victim or of the assaulted behavior.
Mm-hmm. So a teacher almost has to be an officer. Wow. You know, I mean, it sounds that way. I mean, you're learning how to psychologically keep from being attacked almost.
It's a lot different in the classroom than it was 20, 25 years ago, and teachers now are having to deal with stuff that they probably shouldn't be dealing with, but it's there, and so it makes it hard.
And I will say this, here in Rutherford County, it appears that we have a lot less problems than what we hear in the news and other places.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're not perfect,
but
we have less problems. You just hope that they don't escalate to the level where they are in other places where so many guns are being found and there are shootings on campus and this and that crime that we don't see. And maybe that's where juvenile service is. That Judge Davenport, maybe you're doing a huge job that you don't even realize to keep that crime off of our campuses.
Well, we'd like to think that through our probation that we are, because they have to check on their clients, the children that are on probation, and SROs are a huge part of that, and the school, because you will go to school. If you want to talk a little bit about how you would check up, and the school is a part of that, and you partner with them, and they're very cooperative with us.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we have some great partnerships in Rutherford County. As Judge said, the SROs are amazing. Teachers are a valuable resource or wealth of information, because they're with these children 8 hours a day. They see the behaviors, they see their strengths, they see their needs or their areas of weakness. And it's great to partner with numerous different people in the community to actually surround the child and the family, get a great assessment of what's going on, and then with everybody involved, kind of fit the pieces of the puzzle together and plug in whatever community resources would best fit. So it definitely takes all the resources and all the players at the table to really make a difference with these children and families.
I may have been watching too many movies and TV shows, but I have to ask this question now, because you see these people who are professionals working with children who are having problems, and the word keeps coming up, I have such a large caseload, I can't get to know these children, I can't help them, because there's so many people that need help, there's no way to do it. Do you feel that way, or are the caseloads under control in Rutherford County?
I think they're under control. We could probably be a little more effective if they were smaller, but they're not. I don't guess they're out of control. I mean, we don't have hundreds and hundreds of kids that we deal with, but average caseload for a youth service officer is about 20 to 30, which may sound like a lot, but other parts of the country have 40, 50, 100, but
big difference.
Big difference. But I would say here we're pretty manageable. It's not huge, but it's big enough.
How many times a week or a month do you get to have direct one-on-one conversation with these youngsters?
Okay. When a kid starts off on probation, we see them every other week for what we call a check-in. And that's when they come to the office. We look at their school attendance. We talk with mom or dad about how things are at home. We can do a warrants check, make sure there's no outstanding petitions against them. Just kind of see how things are going. If things are going pretty smooth and there's not really any problems, check-in takes 5 to maybe 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. If there's been problems, it can be a little longer. And then, of course, if there's been big problems, then they probably would have already been in detention for whatever it was that they did.
So the parents and the children have to check in.
Yes, the parent and at least one child. It'd be great if both parents could be there, but with both parents working a lot these days, if we can just get one parent, that's good.
Judge Davenport?
If they come in with any kind of drug issues also, they random drug screen these children to see if that's an issue, and then they check to see if the family is complying with their suggestions. And then the fallback for them always is to file a violation.
Right.
If maybe something's not going on, or if the parent's not cooperating, then docket it back in front of the court to see what we need to do. Because it falls on the court to make sure that our children and our families are getting the services that they need. And they're very good about that. If there's an issue, then they're redocketed, or they may have to file a violation and the child have to be arrested and then brought before the court if things are not going well.
We're going to pause and check on the weather. We will be back and we'll take some more calls. And when we come back, we're going to explore an area. When you look at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center, the jail for adults, the majority of people there are incarcerated because of some drug-related problems. The majority. I mean, we're talking about a huge portion, 90-something percent, dealing with drugs. Is it the same with those who are in the juvenile services area? Is it drugs there too? We'll find out Stay with us. If you have any calls, if you have any questions, 893-1450.
Titans, MTSU, Tennessee, Vandy, Predators. I'm George Plaster, and we're talking about all your teams 3-6 here on WGNS.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Want a green lawn? Try 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed. If you have had trouble growing a lush green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed has your answer. 5-Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South.
Pick some up today at the Rutherford County Farmers Co-op on Middle Tennessee Boulevard near Church Street and ask for Tina.
For the forecast area, we do have a chance for spotty showers, a few rumbles of thunder, mainly cloudy skies, and a high around 90 degrees. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, it's 75.
Thank you, Mandy. And the other day, I was visiting with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris over at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, and that's halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Sitting there in one of those big recliners, and they are so comfortable. You need to go over to Bell Furniture and take a look at the recliners. They are there for you. They have, in addition to the individual recliners, they have sofas with the recliners on each end. They have sectionals. They have things that are just perfect for your media rooms. And if you're looking for a new mattress, yes, Bell Furniture has Jameson mattresses. You know, since 1883, Jameson mattresses have been offering you a great night's sleep. And Jameson is the one that's been making those famous Marriott mattresses that are used in the Marriott hotels all across the nation. And those are so popular. You know, they even have them for half price every day at Bell Furniture. Everything's pretty much half price every day. If you don't believe us, check with Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Why in the world would you pay more?
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Now more than ever, count on WGNS.
No dreamers out there. We're here to help you with reality. Make those kids do the way they should do and grow up and be successful citizens. 893-1450, just a few minutes left in the program this morning. So if you have any questions or comments, maybe you're needing some help, We have some folks here who can help you with your youngsters, with your problems. Judge Donna Scott Davenport is with us from the Rutherford County Juvenile Services Department. Youth Services Officers with us today. The Assistant Director Todd Savage and Officer Angie Smith are here. And they're on the front line every day helping people. At the beginning of this break, we mentioned that we're just curious, with the adults, the majority of people in the jails are there because of drug problems, 90-something percent. Is it that way with juveniles as well?
I definitely think that a large percentage of our juveniles do have issues with alcohol and drugs. Sometimes those alcohol and drug problems are systematic or symptomatic of other problems in the home or emotional problems, but it's definitely a growing problem. We are fortunate in Rutherford County to have several different options for services to address alcohol and drug issues. We have individual counseling. We also have intensive outpatient programs with various organizations that meet up to four times a week to address those issues. And then we have several local churches that have started some faith-based groups to address any type of addiction. Mm-hmm. So at least we're fortunate in this community to have options.
Are these drug problems often gang-related? Is that how the kids get drugs? Or do they just...
Maybe.
I mean, it seems like it should be hard to just go out and buy drugs. Now, first of all, you have to have money.
True.
And secondly, you have to have a source.
True.
And I hope you don't go down to the corner store and buy them. Or do you? Maybe that's it. Are we looking at synthetic drugs? Is that the issue right now?
In the last 6 months or year, the synthetic drugs have really come to the forefront. They're a lot easier to get than the real stuff, so to speak. It's out there. Of course, now there was a law passed back in July, I think, or January that took effect that kind of suppressed it a little bit. But the synthetic drugs are out there, and they're a lot easier to get than you might think.
We had a lady on who was mentioning that Rutherford County was one of the major areas that had this problem in Tennessee with synthetic drugs.
I think we definitely do have a problem with synthetic drugs, but our law enforcement did a great job with, I think it was Operation Sinful Smoke, mm-hmm. and at least removing them from the shelves. Now at least it's a little more difficult. You have to know where to go and where to get them, but I think you can drive to Davidson County and mm-hmm. and have a pretty decent access to them as well. But
we have about a minute left in our program today, and Judge Davenport, is there something that you feel the parents need to know before you leave us today?
I think the main thing that we would like to generate every month that we come with you, Bart, is that this court is a court that is there to help families and children. And today, starting with our local probation, that's our first step. And we are there. We're accessible for them. All they have to do is walk through our doors, preferably on Wednesday morning, because they have the time allotted for that at 9 o'clock, after 9 o'clock. And we're there to sit down with that child and the parent and discuss any issues to prevent them from coming to court, because that's what we want for all of our children. And our YSOs are the fundamental backbone of our court for our children that get into trouble, because their job as well is to stop the behavior and give the children and the families the tools that they need.
I want to say a special thank you today to Judge Donna Scott Davenport and also to Youth Services Officers, the Assistant Director Todd Savage and Officer Angie Smith, for joining us. Tomorrow at this time, Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman.